Cornwall Pride has officially been postponed for Saturday, 29th of August, as we have high winds in Newquay of gusts of anything over 40 mile per hour winds, and actually just winds at over 30. So we have it's a community event. So for the safety of our stall holders and the event itself, we've had to postpone. But actually, we are looking at an alternative event later on this year in Newquay. And of course, the wind isn't going to stop incredible individuals attending Rattler Beach House for Cornwall Pride's official after party, which starts at 7, finishes at 1 a.m. With the Rosh Boys and all of the incredible Pride people attending.
This is gutting because it's the second year on the trot. The weather's let you down, isn't it?
Well, Mark, it's been nearly 5 years of atrocious weather in Newquay. We've moved the dates as well. So we thought, actually, let's try and juggle the dates around, see if it's going to be a little bit better on a different date. And the last 5 years has been interesting for us. Yes, we had to cancel last year, and the 3 years before that, we were in torrential rain. It is the Cornish weather. We've had incredible, beautiful sunshine for the better part of 3, 4 months. As we get towards the middle end of August, it definitely changes.
It's such a shame, and everyone works so hard to put this together, don't they?
They do. So from the aspect of Cornwall Pride, we have so many incredible volunteers that support us in connecting the different conversations across Newquay and across Cornwall. Actually, and just to share that, Cornwall Pride, we've worked really hard as a community to share that Pride is absolutely for everyone. It's that message of love and solidarity, and everyone has the ability of being beautifully different. And actually, it's really warming to see that the vast majority of Cornwall really, really get that message and join us with that celebration, with the community and charitable stalls that attend with us. Do you know what? I'm really gutted for tomorrow, because we were going to bring back the Pride Dog Show with the RSPCA, and we had that in the very first Pride in Newquay with St Francis Dogs Home. I'm just so sad. There's so many incredible people, but I'm just like, but the dog show.
And that would have been so much fun, and I only spoke to Stuart at the RSPCA about that the other day. It's a shame all round, but as you say, you're working on another day, and also spirits won't be dampened or the wind putting anyone off when they turn out for the Rattler Beach House in the evening. So just remind us of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's 7 p.m. And finishes at 1 a.m. with the Rosh Boys at Rattler Beach House. But it doesn't stop here. And Cornwall Pride, we deliver and facilitate many prides across Cornwall. Falmouth will be back in April, but actually Penzance is on the 12th of September, so it's only a couple of weeks away. And for the very first time, we're truly very, very excited as Cornwall Pride to be hosting the UK Pride Conference in October, which are all of the Pride organisers across the UK, and some from Ireland as well. Will be joining us in Falmouth in mid-October. So that's going to be an incredible opportunity for us to share what Cornwall's like to the rest of the UK.